The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out and you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Monday, January the 20th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Inauguration Day, and the time is 10:17 a.m. here in London, England, making it 5:17 a.m. on the east coast of America and 2:17 a.m. on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are in the world. Okay, so let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. Firstly, I pray for all my friends, all fellow truth seekers, every day, as you know. Many of you know the prayer that I pray, get it right, because I used to do it on the Limus show. But nevertheless, Jim Rizzoli has not been well, and it was funny because he is so reliable with his walk and talks every day that I listen to more often than not, that he does with Diane King, that when one didn't appear a couple of days ago, I knew that there was something wrong with him. That although there had been, a while ago, he'd had problems with BitChute, and it had taken him until the end of the day to upload something, but he'd still got it done. I still felt, well, it's probably a medical thing. And when I looked at the show that went up, which was him talking from his hospital bed, there was other comments of a similar nature saying, yeah, when the show wasn't there yesterday, we kind of knew that you were ill. There was something not right. So that just goes to show how prolific Jim Rizzoli and Diane King are. And his late brother, Joe, was very good also. The update on his condition, I'm going to tell you where it is, but I'm not going to explain because I think it should come from Jim himself rather than through me. But you can go to the Jim Rizzoli BitChute channel, and if you download the most recent Hoaxbusters show from January the 19th, and I will give you this tip. They talk about a particular subject from, I think, the Myth of German Villainy book by Benton Bradbury, but they get into Jim's condition at the 14-minute mark. So I will tell you that, where to find it, but I'm not going to tell you what he said. If you're interested, like I am, and you regard him as a fellow truth seeker like I do, then I'm sure that you'll want to go there and find out for yourself. And this is video, so you can watch him telling you at the 14-minute mark. Okay, something else I downloaded this morning was from the Richie from Boston BitChute channel. Trump and Elon show you their true intent, and that was interesting. I might touch on that later. And then I also, as I always do, downloaded the Incendiary radio show by Robert Ravolt from republicbroadcastingarchives.org. And that's a great roundup of the week's news, a very dependable show, one of the ones I never miss each week. And finally, on the Eric von Essex Rumble channel, he put out a show yesterday with Paul English and Patrick Chenal. who are basically the regular team on paulenglishlive.com, so I'm expecting a similar show. It's called They're Here. It's on rumble.com. It's a couple of hours. And along with those other shows I mentioned, that is going to form my listening for today. And when I finish, I'm going to go back to my Tex Mars folder, going back to 2006, right up until his very last show that he aired, Power of Prophecy show, that is. I'm working my way through those now. Okay, so let's move on to see how the news has been developing since, well, not yesterday's show, but Saturday's show. So I'm just going to open up my browser here. I use Brave Browser, folks. I think you know that, but if you don't, this is the best one for blocking ads. You don't need to install ad blockers and all this sort of stuff. It just does it for you. Okay, first up, these are all Daily Mail, unless I tell you otherwise, and these are all headlines. British teens, 30-man rape hell, which will horrify every parent. How a young woman's trip to Italy turned into a fight for survival against mob, who grew more excited the more terrified she became. Now, I've talked about this before on this show. It's the same story. Girls go to Italy. There's a hostile mob of immigrants here. They actually specify they were Bangladeshi in this article, and they apparently sexually assault the girls. Now, let's see what else I've got for you, and you'll notice this pattern developing here. Ethnicity of criminals not revealed by police forces over racism fears, as more than a quarter of child sex offence cases do not include key detail of perpetrator. Well, I've said for years that there seemed to be a clear agenda that when an offender was a protected class, shall we say, you know, say, for example, you have a huge amount of offenders being people that look like they're not indigenous to this country, then you might get a pushback amongst the population saying, oh, this is terrible, we want to stop all immigration, we want to do this, that and the other. And of course, this isn't what the people who control the world want. They want to flood Western countries with immigrants for reasons best known to themselves. So they therefore control the media so that they don't get any publicity for what they're doing. They might let the odd story out here and there, but not like the onslaught that we're having now. And again, it's talking about Conservative Minister Neil O'Brien said this was particularly concerning given the scandal of the grooming gangs where men of largely Pakistani heritage were convicted of raping, abusing and trafficking young girls in towns across the UK. So they're pushing all this. And I feel that we have got some wars on the horizon with Middle Eastern countries or some disputes. And they're gradually getting the Western population used to the fact or used to their indoctrination against these people. You see, if they were really, they're going down the Tommy Robinson line. Oh, it's these people. They don't adopt the Paul English model, which is if somebody let a load of tigers out in your town and they started killing people, would you blame the tigers or would you let the people that let them out? And again, it stops with just the people themselves. Any proper researcher would say, well, you know, what's the basis? How come these people came over? Let's look at the full story. And then when you do look at the full story, you see that there are certain groups that are behind this. And there's one in particular, individual named Barbara Lerner Spector, who you can just type into YouTube and you will see how she describes her particular involvement in it. And that's about a minute and a half long. But you will never hear any reference to that in the Daily Mail. All these immigrants, oh, it's terrible now and what have you. Well, it's out there, but I've never seen it reported on the Daily Mail. And I've never seen any so-called right-wing leader complain about it. I've mentioned it before. I apologise for sounding like a broken record. Giorgio Meloni. Matteo Salvini. Viktor Orban. All these always are against Tommy Robinson. How about him? He's not a leader, but he's very prominent. He's being praised by people like Elon Musk. He's still in the news. He's in jail, but he still manages to become a point of discussion between Elon Musk and Nigel Farage. And all these people have got one thing in common. They're supposed to be anti-immigration, but they don't talk about the people behind the immigration, which you think that if you're anti-immigration, that's what you would be interested in. Next, we have Wokeness University accused of race-segregated NHS classes and telling white students how to address how colonialism is their responsibility. This sounds like some sort of bastardisation, modern-day Stanford experiment to me. And, yeah, I think it would probably bode as well as that did. Next, we have tiny pieces of plastic that break off from shopping bags and packaging blamed for rise of deadly heart disease, dementia and several cancers. So, in other words, all the increases in heart problems, all the increases in cancer, dementia on a lesser scale. But what we've really seen rocket in recent years is heart disease, people dropping dead just like that when they're young, all these people getting cancers, many of them when they're young, all defying previous trends. And as usual, they cannot attribute it to a worldwide rollout that was imposed on many of us in recent years. It has to be, it's plastic, it must be plastic. Yeah, it's just absolute nonsense that these people talk, and it just goes to show how you cannot trust anything in the mainstream media. And it just disgusts me that there are people out there that would be prepared to write this sort of garbage. And it gave me a little chuckle, actually, because one of the only things that the Conservatives did was they banned plastic straws. So there's probably some, you know, weird, I don't know, something weird with them and plastic that they've kind of funneled everything into. A lot of funnels are made out of plastic, aren't they, as well? But yeah, it's pathetic. It's just ridiculous. So let's move on to... This is a follow-up to a story I mentioned when there was a headline about the Liverpool accent being, you know, looked down upon, shall we say, and my own personal story of meeting a Liverpudlian on holiday ended up being a really good laugh, to be quite honest, and very self-deprecating the way he introduced himself with that joke I mentioned on a recent show. The headline, "What Your Accent Says About You, Including How Friendly, Rich and Likely to Cheat People Think You Are." Okay, so there's some pictures here, and it actually gives you a representation. So London, this accent was rated the most likely to be working class and the second most likely to physically assault someone, second only to the Liverpool accent. And that's represented by an actor called Danny Dyer, who I don't know if many of you would be familiar with outside of the UK. The next one, Liverpool, that is represented by Stephen Graham, who many of you will be familiar with around the world because he played Al Capone in Boardwalk Empire. And probably more famously, he played... the name will come to me. Provenzano, something. Tony Provenzano. It was in The Irishman. And he has a couple of memorable scenes with one with Al Pacino where he has a fight with him in prison, and the other with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro where they're arguing over his he believes that they have slighted Italians. So that's Stephen Graham, who represents the Liverpool picture. And it says the Liverpool accent was top of the list for aggression, physically assaulting someone, shoplifting, cheating on a romantic partner, driving dangerously, lying on their CV, that's resume, and vandalising a shop front. And then we've got Newcastle. Somewhat surprisingly, the study suggests that the Newcastle accent is the least friendly, least kind, the least trustworthy and the least confident of all the accents in the UK. Well, I lived in Sunderland, and Newcastle was the next town to it, and I found the people in Sunderland and Newcastle to be, you know, largely okay, although I did hear stories about students getting beaten up and stuff like that. I was there for 3 years with a recognisable London voice, and I'm still here today. Okay, so let's move on to... Bill Gates reveals his surprising takeaways from his dinner with Donald Trump. So, again, you know, one of these people that, Trump's going to do this and he's going to do that. And he's sitting down and dining with these people. And the reason I mentioned that I'm going to get back to Richie from Boston show later in this show, is he actually plays a clip of an interview of Bill Gates speaking about this dinner with Donald Trump. Well worth a listen. Richie from Boston, it's only about a 10-minute show, I think, today. So it's got that in there amongst other things. So if you are interested in listening to Bill Gates, not one of my favourite people, but I'm pleased that I heard the Richie from Boston show, then get over to Richie from Boston BitChute channel. Next, we have a German politician is attacked by a coven of carnival witches who beat him up and broke his ribs. Now, many of us will look back on times hundreds of years ago, maybe 1,000 years ago, things like that. I remember studying, there was a law in England, I can't say the UK because there were more separate countries back then, but if someone was a witch or something like that, I think it's Tudor times, I might be wrong, I'm just trying to picture where I was taught this, the school I was taught it, and what, and I know it was at Downs End School, and I remember the teacher telling us, because he was a great teacher, he was called Adrian Kramskoy, very fearsome looking man, he had this great big bushy beard, and he was just made history fun. That was what made him such a good teacher, so you look forward to that lesson. And he focused on the Tudor period when I was there. And he was saying about how if someone was found guilty of being a witch, something like that, then they'd be thrown in a river or something. And if they didn't float, then they were deemed a witch, in which case they had to try and get in quick to get them out before they drowned. And obviously if they did float, then, you know, well, that's fine. They believe that that's the correct result, that they were, well, rather they were correct in their judgment that the person was a witch. So you look at things like that and you think, this is rather backward, what have you. But you also have to look at this sort of regard for witches, witchcraft, things like that in ancient times. And you have to think, well, were these people all just a bit mad? Or was there something out there at that time going on? And were they more able to spot evil than we are today? Makes you think, doesn't it? When you think about all these stories about witches, especially when you see here that this guy's attacked by a coven of witches who beat him up and broke his ribs. Food for thought there. Okay, CIA declassifies book detailing how the world will end. Now, as you can imagine, this is the sort of, this is like catnip for me, if I were a cat. It's called The Adam and Eve Story. And it was written by a former US Air Force employee, UFO researcher, and self-acclaimed psychic Chan Thomas in 1966. But its publication was halted by the agency. And it was declassified, or rather part of it, in 2013, but remained hidden in the CIA's database until now. Essentially, what this guy claims, I read the article, I've not taken any great knowledge from it, or, you know, another Deagle.com report or Planet X event from it. It's just for me a guy speculating without any new information that I hadn't heard before. What he's saying is that every 6,500 years, a major disaster on the scale of the biblical Great Flood strikes the Earth, and he believes that the next catastrophe is imminent. And of course, this was in the mid-1960s, so we're still around, what, 60 years later. But it's worth a look, this article, not too lengthy. And he called it the Adam and Eve story. I have a very different take to the Adam and Eve story, I believe. But I've gone into that before, and I'm not going to go into it today. Okay, Putin, 72, takes secret break at mountain hideout where he bathes in blood of Siberian stags ahead of war talks with Trump. Now, I mean, you know how I feel. All these people are controlled by the same group and it's grand theatre. But we're the audience that needs to be manipulated into what the powers that should not be want us to think. So the idea of someone bathing in the blood of beautiful animals that have been presumably slaughtered purely for him to have that purpose is absolutely revolting. And so for me, this is yet again a propaganda piece trying to shape our thinking. It might actually happen, but that might be part of it too. Right, you also need to bathe in the blood of these stags because it's going to help the message that we're going to convey to the world. And then we've got, hold on, there it is. TikTok goes officially dark, but the banned app says please stay tuned for Trump intervention. Now, since this story was published, I understand that TikTok have now gone back up because they're so confident that Trump is going to give them this reprieve. And I believe one of their senior people is going to be attending the Trump inauguration. But my attitude towards this is, this is the initial message they put up. Sorry, TikTok isn't available right now. A law banning TikTok has been enacted in the US. Unfortunately, that means you can't use TikTok for now. We are fortunate that President Trump has indicated that he will work with us on a solution to reinstate TikTok once he takes office. Please stay tuned. Well, why don't TikTok just say, we don't care about a ruling by the US government. We're a Chinese company. Here's our website. If Apple Store and the Google Play Store stop carrying our app, then we'll have a version of it on the website you can download for free. Why is all this kowtowing to these? And for me, it's because the whole thing, again, is just grand theatre. And these people are all controlled by the same people. What we are going into with today's Trump inauguration is you've got the likes of an Alex Jones who would speak out against all governments. He would never say, well, you know, George W. Bush might be better than, you know, President Barack Obama, things like that. For him, government was the enemy. And that was the traditional conspiratorial view right up until Brexit and Trump came along. And I think that we, in this segment of society that get the majority of our news and radio programs from alternative independent sources, I think that we are being targeted in a gigantic op, or big enough to target us, that you're suddenly getting someone like an Alex Jones who used to criticize all government, oh, Trump's wonderful. And I'm only picking him out because you're going to hear more of these people when we go through the Before It's News top 10 at the end of the show, I have no doubt, that are all supposed to be anti-establishment, but they're all going wild about the new president of the United States. I mean, how anti-establishment is that? And then you have other people coming along, like Elon Musk. This Elon Musk, he wants to put all these Neuralinks and things like that into your brain, and he's, again, supposed to be the wealthiest man in the world, which is nonsense because certain banking families disguise their wealth. And that didn't just disappear overnight, folks. That's still there. They just choose not to be represented on the Forbes rich list, stuff like that. Because if they were, people would be aghast at their wealth compared to number two on the list, okay? But essentially, it's almost like an alliance of all these different groups. So the TikTok thing, right, you've got all these people on TikTok that have apparently upset the American government because there's certain things that they've been saying, and TikTok has been outside of the purview. For example, the Anti-Defamation League have claimed widely that they are involved in censorship of platforms such as Facebook and Twitter, etc. But I don't believe TikTok was one of them. And that is why it could have been targeted. Maybe, maybe not. But when you have Trump coming in and suddenly TikTok are reinstated, it makes all the TikTok people think, well, maybe Trump's not so bad after all. You know, it was under Biden that we were going to lose our ability to content create. I've already seen stories about these people. I'm sure you have as well. You know, this is my livelihood that I'm going to lose now that TikTok's going. And suddenly Trump comes in, it's all going to come back. And it's almost like they're getting so many different groups to unite that would normally be adversarial towards one another to get behind this big push that they're going to use. And one of the people that they're going to be aiming against, based upon what I'm seeing in the mainstream media, are immigrants that have been brought into the countries, Western countries, over a period of years, which could be the enacting of the Albert Pike Giuseppe Mazzini letter on the Third World War to create a war between the political Zionists and the Muslims. The political Zionists, for me, would be the Christian Zionists. But we will see. And I hope that I'm wrong, because if that is how they're going to do it, then the war's going to be taking place on the very streets of where I live. Okay, so, that being said, finally, an article I noticed from the BBC over the weekend. Headline: Thousands protest in Washington against Trump as he prepares for inauguration. And here is a quote from the article. The first iteration of the People's March came together after Trump defeated Democratic President nominee Hillary Clinton in 2016. Women called for a protest the day after Trump's first inauguration, and hundreds of thousands responded. The movement spread beyond the nation's capital, with millions of women across the US carrying signs railing against the Republican president and sporting pink knit pussy hats, a reference to a leaked tape in which Trump had bragged about grabbing women's genitals. Yes, yes, I call them cunt heads. And before you think, hang on, I thought you said you would avoid swearing on previous shows. The whole idea of wearing an imitation vagina on one's head to represent one's political views is so unbelievably foul that I consider it should be described in an equally unpleasant manner. To that end, I believe my term for them to be far more accurate than the term they use to describe themselves. Okay, so let's see what's going on right now in the mainstream media. Associated Press, APnews.com being the website, top story. A ceasefire takes hold, Hamas returns 3 Israeli hostages, and Israel frees 90 Palestinian prisoners. I imagine the Palestinian prisoners were actually safer being locked up than they would have been if they were free in Gaza. But there you go. Let's move on to have a look at the top most popular, most read articles on BBC. Well, I'll give you their main headline. Live: Trump pledges even immediate action to undo Biden policies as US prepares for inauguration. So the live feed on the BBC is already up. Now I scroll down to the most read stories. Working from home, not proper work. X as the boss. I would agree with him. I had a job once, and at the time I thought, this is the best job I've ever had. It's never going to get this good. I was working on a contract for a company, and I had to, it was a clerical work. We were doing a project, but I didn't have to do it from the office. I just needed a computer. And it got to a stage where my manager, who was also a contractor, so we were supplied by a job agency, he said, well, you don't need to come in, you know, you can just work from home. And so consequently, I spent most of my time at home because I didn't have that much work to do on the project. So I did what I had to do, which would probably take me half an hour out of a 7-hour working day. And consequently as well, I remember one time he called me about 9:15. I was still asleep. And I think that you could tell at the other end of the phone. He didn't say anything. But yeah, you get used to it. And you realise that your next job, when that contract runs out and you're going to get another job, it's going to be tough for a while you readapt to getting up at whatever time, to commute in to an office, to be there for 9:00, to stay till 5:00, take your lunch break when you're told, all that sort of stuff, rather than just be at home. And that's what these working from home people will never understand. They'll be the first to jump up and down if something that they ordered on the internet isn't delivered on time. This is terrible and all that, but they'll expect these people to be out. You can't deliver goods from home, can you? No, but they'll expect all that on time, but they'll just want to be able to put their feet up. And now that they're being called back in, you're getting all this pushback against it. Oh, no, we work from home now. No, that was supposed to be due to a pandemic that, well, we won't go there, but that was the reason. That's apparently over, and that is when they should have all returned to work. But they all dug their heels in because they realised they were having the life of Riley, not having to be in an office at a certain time, and they could do what they want at home. The amount of people I've seen cycling round on the streets, these that I believe are probably saying they're working from home that very moment, is astonishing. Okay, so there was that rampage, wasn't there? Some guy in China, he had went bumping into loads of people with his car, killed dozens of people. It wasn't that long ago. It was in November. Well, they don't mess about in China. He killed at least 35 people. It was in November, and they've already executed him. It was apparently, the authorities said Fan, who is presumably the guy, Fan Weiku, was driven by, poor choice of words, driven, but this is what the BBC say. Authorities said Fan was driven by dissatisfaction over how his property had been divided following a divorce. So he decided to kill 35 innocent people as a result. Hell, you know, whatever. I mean, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? Okay, let's move on to, here's an interesting one. I got £955 from a child trust fund I didn't know I had. Now, what happened in the UK between, where is it? 6.3 million people born between September 2002 and January 2011 had a child trust fund kickstarted by a payment, usually £250 from the government. And these funds have been coming to fruition in recent years. I think you have to be 18 years old to access them. Well, it says here, the idea was the long-term tax-free savings pot would go up in value by their 18th birthdays. But a lot of them don't realise that they've got them. So if you are in that age group, if you were born in that period, rather, in the UK, there is a way you can check online. So it's the Share Foundation, a charity which helps people track down lost and unclaimed funds, is calling for automatic payouts for some of these funds if they're not claimed by the time account holders turn 21. So that's sharefound.org. You might want to have a look into that, and you might get some sort of windfall out of it that you weren't expecting. I hope you do. Okay, so what else have we got here worth looking at? Well, I will look if it takes me back to the page. I thought BBC was supposed to be a fast website. Trump looks to remake America with sweeping second act. Yes, I do believe he's going to remake America, just not quite in the same way that a lot of his supporters believe it is going to happen. Let's move on to the front page of the Daily Mail right now. What is the top story? Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are distressed after brutal takedown by US Society Bible Vanity Fair as their fans wheel out Sharon Stone to reveal what they're like as neighbours. So that sounds like they're asking her to stand up for them. And again, this is an interesting one because when they got together, they were really... Prince Harry, you see, was always the rugged one. You know, Prince William was the heir to the throne. Prince Harry was the brother, you know, the sort of, not ne'er-do-well, but he would get involved in different scrapes. He'd be filmed smoking, he'd be drinking, he'd do unwise things as a young man. And I think that caused other young men to maybe see him as some sort of role model. And that's how I see them coming together for reasons I've gone into before. But from, what was that, 2016, 2018, when they married, something like that. And it's not taken long for the establishment to turn right against them. And I just find it interesting how that has happened and whether that was planned or whether that is just something that kind of didn't work out that the way it was supposed to. So that was the end result. Okay, so let's have a look at the independent media, see what's going on there. And I've got a new site for you. Well, it's not new. It's been around longer than I have. But it's new for this show. I thought about it yesterday. I'm sorry I didn't think about it before. TheTruthSeeker.co.uk. This has been around for donkey's years. And it's the only one in my independent news sites that comes out of the UK. So I thought, as I do too, let's run with these people for a while and see if they're telling us anything interesting. Israel's, well, the way it's set out, it's quite easy. Latest news in the central column. And then they've got headlines, most recent first. Israel's National Security Minister threatens to resign over ceasefire. Feds offer Jeffrey Epstein a deal for incriminating dirt on Trump, ExcelMate says. Iran-Russia signed comprehensive strategic partnership agreement. And then the great deception by the Crow House. I believe they're some sort of, they do videos or something like that, don't they, the Crow House? Is that to do with Max Egan? I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah, so that's something I'll keep my eye on. See if it's worth adding to our regular independent news websites that I visit. Starting off with RT.com, which isn't really independent. I think it's one of the mouthpieces of Russia, but it's technically independent from the West. And they sometimes have some interesting articles. The top story, Trump team aiding Farage's party in the UK. And that is according to the Daily Mail. Well, I didn't see that when I was just over there, but that's where they're saying that they got it from. Trump vows to release JFK, RFK and MLK assassination records. Now, I was listening to, I believe, the Dennis Fetcho Inside the Eye live show at the weekend. And he said that there was an interview with Trump, because he said before he was going to release the JFK records. And he said, and they said, I thought you said that you were going to release them. He said, if you knew what was there, you'd know why I didn't release them. And that was, I believe I heard it on Dennis's show. I do apologise to Dennis if I didn't. But I heard it somewhere, and I think it was there. And again, it'd be interesting, because if there's something so bad in there that is actually going to be released this time, whether it's true or false, how do we know that these things are true? We'll look at the information when it comes out. For me, the most accurate interpretation of the Kennedy assassination is from Michael Collins Piper's book Final Judgment, which many regard as his magnum opus. It was one of his first, but it remained probably his most popular. Okay, let's move on to rents.com, see what's going on over there. Great news aggregate site. How a special operation on the island of Greenland can happen. So, kind of jumping forward here, that I heard this as well somewhere earlier today, that apparently Trump is not ruling out, if he can't get an agreement with the people of Greenland or an agreement to get the Panama Canal back, well, let's look at combat options. And this is from some sort of Russian website, en.topcore.ru. That's a website I've never seen before. Trump's return, US plans for Iran isolation, Ukraine support and war with China. That's the next one down. That takes you to rachelblevins.substack.com. And then we've got the global die-off and urban collapse will lead to a resurgence in decentralized governance and self-reliant living. And that is from naturalnews.com, who offers such products that could help with self-reliant living, just saying. Let's go over to halturnerradioshow.com. Teen sets fire to congressman's office over TikTok ban. Trump did it again last night, Nessun Dorma. Yes. Okay, and then we move over to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Elsis website. See what is going on over here. We always have a video at the top. Let's see what it is. Scientific reincarnation evidence by Dr. Ian Stevenson. It's a 55-minute video on Rumble. looking at the caption, and it sort of looks to me like it might have been from the 80s or 90s. It's not a modern thing, so it's probably something that many of you may not be aware of. First time I've heard of it. We've got Ian Stevenson and Cases of the Reincarnation Type by Jim B. Tucker. I'm not sure that's the same big Jim Tucker from American Free Press, the Spotlight days. But it takes you to a med.virginia.edu. So that sounds like some sort of Virginia University website. That's there if that topic is of interest to you. And then he's talking about, let's see, the music is David Crosby and the Byrds. And you'll be pleased to hear that I've got no anecdotes for you on David Crosby and the Byrds, because I've never really listened to them. I've heard the name Crosby, Stills and Nash, and then they had Young added on at the end, but not people that I listen to, so they're kind of a new one on me. Let's move on to censored.news, see what's going on over here. The top story, well, the top headlines, left and right column, are both recent Brighton broadcast news shows, the two most recent ones. Let's see what else we've got. Anything new here? I can't see anything new at the top. Let's scroll down and have a look, because they have all these different things. Climate Depot, All News Pipeline, News Target, The Exposé. The Exposé is a site that I generally scroll down on censored.news and I look at the headlines here, but it's another one of these ones where you click on a headline and you don't just get one pop-up, you get several. Gets a bit invasive. The top one is the Climate and Nature Bill will destroy the UK economy and end private property. So they are out of the UK. They're another site out of the UK. But I've not really talked about them too much because of the reasons that I just mentioned. The next headline down is ECB is looking forward to 2025 with the development of the digital euro and the accompanying EU legislation. And let's finish off the show with the Before It's News .com top 10. All right, it's as at 10:57 a.m. London time this Monday, January the 20th, 2025. Okay, so let's scroll down to number 10. Went up a day ago, 105 people viewing. Cliff High, the major shock event that will shake the world. Video. Number 9. Went up 10 hours ago, 107 people viewing. Lieutenant Colonel, is that what LTC stands for? Ricardo Bossi, next phase, the 47's plan for prosperity day, whatever that is. Number 8, went up 19 hours ago, 120 people viewing. Treason alert, it has now been confirmed. Well, it didn't say what, but in the image it says Q treason, which is something I might go along with. Number 7, went up 7 hours ago, 131 people viewing. WTPN situation update, Trump and the Global Military Alliance, notice to all patriots worldwide. Number 6, went up a day ago, 188 people viewing. Gene Decode, we all know what's coming and it's incredibly ugly. I would agree. Number 5, went up 9 hours ago, 221 people viewing. Michael Jaco, urgent January the 20th, the Trump inauguration or head fake 2025. Number 4, went up 4 hours ago, 248 people viewing. Michael Jaco and Juan O'Savin. No one expected what's next, and it's big. Buckle up. Number 3, went up 3 hours ago, 257 people viewing. Judy Byington. Unredacted. When is she not unredacted? Kabul plans false flag attacks, bioweapon release to disrupt Trump. Number 2 went up 9 hours ago, 348 people viewing. Trump shocks entire crowd at inauguration rally. You won't believe what he just said. And number 1 went up 3 hours ago, 349 people viewing. And we know, Trump, time is everything. 17's everywhere. Gitmo pick. Okay, well, don't understand that one, but that is today's show. So I want to thank all of you for joining me this Monday, January the 20th, 2025, for I'm Talking To You, episode 168, Inauguration Day. I hope you have a wonderful Inauguration Day wherever you are throughout the world. Thank you for listening. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and until then, bye for now.